Welcome to our November NEPA mastermind call. And these are the calls where we're all together and we can ask whatever, get support with whatever, share with each other what projects we're working on and how we can support each other getting them done and getting them done effectively and efficiently and productively. And what's the other word I'm looking for? Profitably. Okay. So, yeah. So how can I, first of all, I like to start with a success. So one success, like something maybe you've been planning to do that you did over the last month or however long it's been since we spoke. One thing that you completed that you intended to complete, or one thing that you discovered, or one new client that you've had that you're excited about, or something that's a success. So Allie, go for it.
Okay. So my success is getting through the last few weeks. My father-in-law, my stepfather-in-law died on Wednesday morning, just a few hours after his 25th wedding anniversary. And he had his wife with him. Because she had dementia, we could admit her to the nursing home too. So she was actually with him for 8 days, which was fabulous. My other success is I have more or less completed a sales page with a video and a thank you page. And I'm in the middle of, I've started creating a questionnaire on there so that I'm ultimately going to be able to leave Coach's Console, which will reduce my expenditure by $147 a month.
Oh, nice.
So that will be nice because I've got so many of these pieces of software on the go because each has a benefit. It's just so frustrating that none of them has everything. None of them.
That's what Groove is supposed to have, but I'm hoping that it will about ultimately.
When it's all not beta testing, right. But at the moment, the surveys aren't due to come out until next year. So Groove's going to be brilliant as long as Mike Fussain gets it all working, but he's got a lot of really good people working on it. So
great. Yay. Jorge, what about you?
Yesterday night, my wife, and maybe I finish the landing page.
Yay!
Yes. So we had to, we were on MailChimp. It doesn't work with PayPal. So we had to open a Stripe account.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard. I didn't know that MailChimp doesn't work with PayPal.
No, actually, like we were investigating everything. And at the end, it was like, MailChimp doesn't work with PayPal. So What we did is we opened a Stripe account. We thought it was going to be very difficult, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
But after we finished the landing page, we thought that it will be like you did the landing page and then you will send it to everyone through MailChimp. It doesn't. You have to make, after finishing the landing page, you have to do another MailChimp to send to everyone.
You have to do an email that will send to everybody. Yes, yes, absolutely. You have to write the email. You always have to write the email, right?
So we thought that just doing the landing page, we will just like send it and everything will be done.
So can you send the landing page to people? You can give the link to the landing page. Well, you'll share it with me a little bit. You can give the link to the landing page to people on Facebook, right?
Yes, I guess yes.
Okay, so you can still use it externally, but then your own people, you have to send them.
Actually, since tomorrow, I see the person that helps me with social media. He's gonna come, so we're gonna make a little video. And after the video, we're going to do the landing page.
Great. Beautiful.
We're going to post the landing page. So we could share it there in Facebook or on Instagram.
Instagram. Yep. 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 That'd be great. Put in the link in the chat here so we can see it, the link to the landing page.
Give me
All right. Congratulations. You worked fast. We just spent a day together on Friday. So he's really pulled it together fast. That's great. Allie, well, how can I help you? What do you need help with this time? And do you want to show us what you've created? Okay.
Click. Valerie's in. Shall we do?
Oh, is Valerie? Oh, I saw that. Okay, yeah, Valerie, come on in
for a short length of time. So maybe if we can hear with her.
Yeah. So that's a good question. That's a good thing to ask.
Yeah.
So Valerie, yeah, we just shared success. You there? Oops. I can't hear you, Valerie. Nope, she's not there. Okay, does anybody have time restrictions? Like you have to be off by a certain time?
Yes, I do. I'm taking my sister from the station to my dad's house where she's staying, and I'm going to need to leave in about half an hour.
Okay, so Allie, 30 minutes. What about you, Jorge? Do you have any time restrictions?
I have an hour.
Okay, so Allie, why is this not working? Okay, that works. And Valerie, if you can hear us, as soon as we can be heard, just speak. So we want to hear from you. All right, so we'll start with Allie, and then we'll go to Jorge, and well, if Valerie has restrictions, we'll look at that too. All right, come on.
Okay, fabulous. Okay. Right. Right, so basically I'm trying to get out of my slump. It's going to get better, but I'm still in a bit of a slump with all of the family stuff that's been going on.
Oh, yeah.
Can
you make that bigger for us so that we can see it? You do the little thing over in the corner and it goes to like 110% or something. Oh, are you on a Mac or a?
Mac, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how to do it on
screen, and I know that seems to make it different. Here we go. Zoom in.
There you go. That's better. Okay,
there it is.
There you go. Better? Yes, much better.
That was a learning thing. Excellent. So, yes. So, one of the things that I'm stuck on is I've got lots of people wanting strategy sessions, and I'm all set to do a Dutch sales page, and I'm still not getting it done quite, you know. So what I've got, these are the sales pages that I've got. So I've got lots of webinars that I need to create into sales funnels in the future, and I will get around to that.
Yep.
Then these are the ebook campaign pages.
You've been busy.
I have been busy. And then this is the health and hormone breakthrough session with Dr. Ali.
Okay. And that's going to be the consult that you're going to lead into, or is that the Dutch test?
Yes. And well, this is going to basically, because the Dutch test, because the results are so delayed, that's just one option coming out of this. So depending on what I find when I talk to them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be the breakthrough session. I've made progress. It just feels so like wading through treacle all the time, but I have actually created an invoice page or invoice pages for and products and things. So these are all big steps that I hadn't done before, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So this is the breakthrough session page. So far, so good. And so far it's in Infusionsoft because Groove Funnels is in the future.
Yeah. I have never been able to use their landing page builder. I get stuck in there and it goes like it's stuck. It just won't go any further. So I still use ClickFunnels.
Okay. So this is my header. In your online consultation with Dr. Ali, you will. I've created a video. Would you like
a help? What's the font size of that? I'm just thinking in terms of, you know, your people are all over 50 or 40 at least. And so visually, what's the font size of that? You may want to make it a little bigger.
Well, the thing I find very frustrating with Infusionsoft is that you really can't adjust the size of things very easily. You see, all I can tell is that it is normal text size, you know.
There's a way to, I think if you go, well, at least that's the way it is in the campaign.
Oh yes, you have to do it for the whole campaign.
Side, you're doing layout, try layout. It may say what the size of the normal text is. Oh, there's Mahela, hi.
Hi.
Settings, I think it's there. Yeah, so it's 16.
There you go. Oh, it's 16? Okay, so that should be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, right. So I've now recorded, I've recorded two videos at last.
Yay.
And I also sent an email out last night. And I haven't done for about 6 weeks, which is really frustrating. And I know that I get on better if I told them, you know, was authentic, told them what I was going through step by step at the same time as sending them tips and things. But I just kept not and not and not because there's so much going on. So I sent them one email last night that told them everything that had gone on with my family, just sort of because I was seeing people leaving my list all the time because... Yeah. The only times I was getting around to sending an email out was when I was marketing the webinar for Let's Talk Menopause. Mm-hmm. So here's the click to book your one-on-one online appointment. Act mm-hmm. now to get this limited time opportunity. There's one of my pictures from my photo shoot. And it includes a pre-call online health evaluation reviewed in advance by Dr. Ali, valued $200. 45-minute online web consultation with Dr. Ali in the comfort of your own home, value $300. A health and hormone breakthrough action plan with your next best steps and long-term support strategy, value $97. And I've got several prices at this potentially. So, you know, this particular sales page is at $197. And then that's a graphic that I've created for marketing it. And there's a little bit about me. And then there's the medical disclaimer that I've got at the bottom.
Yeah, you always have
to. If you go to book your online one appointment, it goes to the invoice page.
And that's still in Coach's Console?
No. I've got virtually nothing on Coach's Console now. Mm-hmm. I'm getting, you know, actual clients aren't getting emails from me after their appointments. It's ridiculous because they haven't paid attention to deliverability. And when I asked them questions about deliverability 2 years ago, they didn't know, or 1 year ago. Whereas the Krista that I work with on Infusionsoft, she's in a deliverability mastermind. She's really hot on deliverability. So it's really good to have tap into that knowledge. So this is
very good. It's very congruent with your previous page, color-wise and font-wise and everything. So awesome.
Big steps. And I've got both Stripe and PayPal connected.
Great.
So that's what I've been up to.
Awesome. It looks great. Do you need any feedback or any? I mean, it looks very professional.
Good. And then the video is... I can't remember. It's only a few minutes. It's only a few minutes, like less than 5 minutes. And then on the thank you page, if I go to here, leave.
And so what's the plan for getting this out there so people know about it?
Well, I'll use that graphic that I've created, and I've got several graphics like that that are for marketing it on social media, and also they're eye-catching within an email. It's very difficult with deliverability. They're really making it hard for us now. Anyway, this is my thank you page. It's based on the same page. It's a shorter congratulations for video.
Can I make a suggestion? I would put the video up at the top because this looks exactly like the other. So I would, right under the congratulations, I would put that there.
Yeah. Okay.
Or yeah, there you go. And then they watch it right away.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Great. Now, and then what I've got is a questionnaire. So this is what I've started working on here.
I put that up further too. So the stuff, they already read the stuff about what they're getting.
Yeah.
So you can just say as a reminder what you're getting is, but I would have all the things you want them to take action on right there at the top. So you want them to watch the video, and then you want them to come book their appointment.
And when they click down, so this is just, I've just got started with this questionnaire. So basically I'm transposing all the questions that are in my health breakthrough session questionnaire here on Coach's Console, which are how old are you? Because that's important for the perimenopause stuff.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to your health, what are your biggest challenges? Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important is it to get these solved and why? What's the number one obstacle that's kept you from solving them? Where would you like your health to be in 6 months or 12 months? what therapies, medicines, herbs, supplements, and or diet programs are you currently using? And have you had any other medical conditions or hospitalizations related to this health issue? What are your energy level, mental focus, and libido? How much time do you have to invest in yourself and your health? And what financial resources do you have to invest in yourself and your health? So these two I've added after we've had our discussions over the last few months. And then how did you hear about Dr. Ali? A bit about Zoom. And so I'm going to delete the, I'm not going to take the Skype and telephone out. Thank you for taking the trouble to complete the application form. And then click this link to book your session is what it says on there. And then I've got a graphic on the actual thing that if they click on that, that will take them to the calendar. So I'm at the stage of when I leave Coach's Console, I will need to use Calendly or Accu, whatever it is. So one of those two calendars until Groove Calendar is up and running.
I use Appointment Core because it interfaces.
That's the other one, yeah.
With Intuitionsoft. The other thing I would recommend there is, and you know, you may or may not find these questions useful, but it's my magic question list. What are the top three health supporting activities? You know, top three things you do that support your health, and what are the things that you do in your life that don't support your health or that compromise your health?
Yeah.
You know, because that when you see those, then what they think are healthy may actually not be, right? I eat whole wheat bread instead of white Wonder Bread, right? That's one of their health supporting. Then you kind of know where they fit on the spectrum. Are they, you know, an overall health nut, or they're like standard American, don't know anything, or are they somewhere in between?
Yeah, and then that gives you an idea of where you're going to be pitching it and whether
exactly
your programs they're going to be most suitable for as well.
Right. Okay, cool, very good. Yay, congratulations.
Yeah,
so you saved it because you moved things. And complete your questionnaire up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Great job. Thank you. It looks like Steph just joined us.
Oh, how amazing.
Steph and Mihaela. So let's give Steph and Mihaela an opportunity to say one success. Looks like Valerie didn't get back in. She was there for a second. Okay, Mihaela, go for it.
What a success.
Success.
Well, having the honor to speak at your conference, that's an absolute honor. So
I keep talking you up at that because people talk about it. I'm like, you know how bad the drugs are that they prescribe for autoimmune? I'm just going to talk to you about what that does to your nutrition and how, you know what I mean? And they're just like, people are going, cool. So
I'm just nervous because, that's a huge topic, drugs for 100 autoimmune diseases. So,
right. Well, the common ones, right? The steroids and the, if you just do steroids and anti-inflammatories.
Yeah, I'm doing steroids and NSAIDs, and then the immunosuppressants.
Oh, the immunosuppressants.
Well, so what I could do is just choose one for each class. And then there's the biologics and I'll pick one.
Maybe yeah, I would pick one or just, you know, talk about them as a general, if there's things that are common to each class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do a 3-hour presentation on this.
I mean,
or more.
I looked it up just for MS because I was thinking, well, it'd be cool knowing that Dr. Walsh is speaking. I was thinking, well, you know, maybe it would be good, you know, well, there's 15 drugs just for that disease state.
For that, I have to figure. I can ask her. I'll ask her what she was on, because if you know what she was on, you can say for example, you know, Dr. Walsh talked yesterday, and she was on this, and this, and they didn't work. she did the diet. Yeah, no. Good. Yay! I'm excited. Yes, Steph.
I just wanted to ask Mihaela if maybe like, because for me as a person who had rheumatoid arthritis, we like strategize like which pain meds to take. It's like, okay, well, we're going to take like Advil for 2 days, and then we're going to take aspirin. And then, so even just like seriously, just like pain medications.
Yeah.
Would be kind of an across the board autoimmune thing. That would be so right. Like, oh my gosh, what am I taking? Yeah,
that's good. Well, so what I so I did address the NSAIDs already. I mean my talk, and then I do have my ebook which covers all the aspirin, Tylenol, and yeah. So I'm gonna.
Yeah, and you'll have a speaker page. We're doing an app. It's called Swap Card, and I can show you a sample of it if you guys want to see it. But same one they used at Mindshare, and each speaker will get a page that has your bio and everything. So make sure that we have your latest headshot, which I think you all do because your coach is in the ERC. But anything if you have a freebie that you want them to download, that way everybody that goes there to visit, they'll have a place that they can visit your site and get a freebie.
Sounds cool.
Great. Awesome. So what's a success for you, Miss Jeff?
Okay, well, so I moved to like two different houses and I managed to get that done this month. And I am so close to being on track for doing this microbiome mission challenge.
Oh, that's what you're calling it, the microbiome mission challenge. I like it.
I've got so much done, but I guess my challenge is that I haven't got quite enough done, but I've got like a landing page. I've almost got my affiliate page set up. I've written a bunch and formatted a bunch of emails. I just have more and I'm not ready. So I might have to delay it.
Okay. So here's the thing. If you have an ability for them to sign up,
yeah,
you have enough.
It's hear you saying strong disagree.
Okay.
For all the reasons I'm about to make up right now, because.
Okay. And I'm going to come back at you because I've done four challenges that way. Okay. So tell me.
Yeah. Well, it's just none of the buttons are working because I moved everything from stephjackson.com to plantpoweredprobiotics.com. Free gift doesn't work yet. I've rewritten the free gift. I'm like halfway through making that free gift for this website, which has nothing to do with the challenge. Then I've got like-
That's the post-challenge stuff. That's right. Yeah, that's what you're going to send them to at the end or during?
No, that's got nothing to do with this. It's just because I have to re-engage my list.
So okay.
Say like, hey, list individuals.
Yeah. Worst, you haven't announced it yet. You can move it out, but be realistic. Don't make up excuses. Right.
I need to give something of value to the people I haven't talked to in like 10 months.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? A 5-day challenge is pretty valuable.
Before I start marketing.
But a 5-day challenge is a gift.
That's true. That's a good point.
You're not writing to them and saying, hey, I have this new book. It's $20. Please give me $20 when you haven't talked to them in a while. You're saying, hey, this is the time of year that's coming up. It's real challenging for us. I want to teach you how to really get your microbiome in order so that you can sail through the holidays and not suffer all the blah, 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 blah. And it's a 5-day challenge. Sign up here. This is what's in it. And you already have the landing page. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Okay. And I don't want you to be so super stressed that you can't think straight and it's not going to work well for you. But I'm just saying you can. Sometimes we make up. Mike,
hear what you're saying. You might be right.
Okay, you just think about it.
Okay, I would love some coaching on this, and maybe just some strategizing as to whether moving it back a week.
Yeah, it's not a big deal to move something.
For my chances to, like, because I'm setting up this affiliate page, which I want to send to like Dr. Allie and
The affiliate page is important. If you get that, but if you don't get that done, that's what I meant by all the.
If it's supposed to start on the 16th. I'm not really giving anyone very much.
Oh, yeah, move it out.
Okay.
Yeah, move it out. I would move it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I want the affiliate page too. So.
I would love that, but I know you've got a lot of launches going on, and so I'm.
Yeah, but there's ways I can sneak it in, and there's ways we can, you know, like on Facebook and things like that, to get people to respond. So yeah, and even at if you have it. If you can have it ready by Shine, you can put it on your page. Join my free. Yeah, that would be a perfect spot, perfect freebie for you to give them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Great. Thank you. All right. So Jorge, let's take a look at your page.
So I guess
I have it. I see it in here. Let's see. There's the sun coming in. I'm ordering shades for that window because I can't. It's a It doesn't help. Okay. Here we go. Jorge. Okay. Okay. I'll share my screen.
Everything is in Spanish.
Yeah, we won't be able to give you hints on the copy unless somebody knows Spanish here. But okay, so this is the landing page.
Translation's really easy. Just click on that English thing.
Where? Where does it say that?
So it was there just now. Perhaps if you refresh, it'll show it again.
Oh, English,
it does Google Translate, you see. It was brilliant. There you go. Oh. Click on English. That's okay. What I did. Brilliant.
Oh, all right.
So cool.
So cool. So Jorge is going to be doing it's an evening workshop, like an hour and a half or so, on strategies for COVID. And he is going to charge like $15 to come to it. And he's going to go through, and then he's going to use that as a next, you know, a first level to get people into the next program. So strategies to protect yourself from diseases in this new reality. That was a good translation. That's actually, it actually sounds like what we really talked about. Cause I'm talking to him on a call, and I said, okay. And then show it to me. He goes, it's in Spanish. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. So, but that's very good. Are you tired of being with the uncertainty? So know that the grammar is not always going to be what we would say, because it's the way that, the translation. So are you tired of being with the uncertainty of what might happen to you if you get sick in these times? And I told him to avoid like mentioning the word COVID or even virus, because they're getting, especially with MailChimp, they're getting really like crazy on that stuff. Do you live with the concern that when you go out and expose yourself, your body's not ready to defend itself? Are you lost with all the information out there and confused about what to do? Are you frustrated because you don't know how to take care of the people you love? Okay, and then if so, you're not alone. I've been studying this since March in order to have the best ability to be able to take care of myself and my family. And now I'm ready to share these strategies with you. And I'm reading it out loud deliberately, because what I find, and I do this for my own stuff, when you read it out loud, you find like things that are incongruent, grammatical. We're not going to find that for you. You'll have to take care of your grammar yourself. But we also hear it differently, and you go, oh, something's missing here. It's not making a connect. So that's why I'm reading it out loud. Next November 16th at 6, like we would say next week. No, but you're right. Translation thing. I will give a seminar where I will explain the strategies necessary to have a strong immune system in this new reality. It'll be virtually through the Zoom platform. Please join me and learn about all the strategies that I've been studying and putting into practice to protect my family and loved ones, with their pros and cons, key nutrients, and what you should take into account when taking them, negative impact of a bad habit and how it can put you at risk and make your body more vulnerable, strengthening your immune system through simple adjustments in your lifestyle. Cool. It's important to note that all this information is not found together anywhere. That's great. At the end of the seminar, I will share a list with you, all the participants, with the steps, foods, and habits to follow to have a strong immune system. There we go. And it's not $350, it's 50. That's what the 350 pesos. And then you click pay. I don't know if it's hooked up yet, but that takes them to Stripe. Does it work?
I don't know. I guess let's see.
Oh yeah, it takes you to an order form. Perfect. You got that together really quickly. Really quickly. Do you have a what's called a thank you page after? So once they sign up, do they come to a page that says
no?
So that's the next piece. And whether you want to send them directly to the Zoom registration page is what we talked about, or you can send them to just say, hey, we'll send you an email with the information. That's totally up to you.
So that will be my next question. How do you do that so it happens automatically after they fill everything?
There should be a setting. This is Stripe, and I'm not familiar with Stripe. But I'm sure there's a way to do it.
So it's in a stripe. So I have to get into stripe and see how it.
Yeah. So what happens after the purchase? So it would be the post-purchase actions. They'll either let you have let you put a link to something. And then you may have to set up either another landing page, or easier would be send them to the Zoom registration page. But yeah, I'm sure it's simple in Stripe. Has anybody ever used Stripe? No. You have? No. I have it, but I mean, I signed up for it once because something required me to, but I never used it.
I have it, but I didn't use it that way. I found it didn't use it this way, so I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be, I mean, you should be able to do a search here and say Stripe. The heck, I'll just ask what I really want to know. Post payment action add-on for Stripe payments, orders. It's triggered after successful Stripe payment transaction has been completed. This add-on gives you admin to customize the messages sent to customers depending on the product they have purchased. This is a one-time payment and includes 1 year or support of support. It might be something that's hopefully inexpensive that you could just do, or you find there's probably something native in there. It's just not specific. It may give you a generic message that says, thank you for your purchase. Check your email, you know, that kind of thing. So let's see what this says. It's $30. So it's not much. But it may be, you know, go into the Stripe software. From the sounds of it, it sounds like maybe what's inherent in Stripe is just going to let you go do a message that says, check your email. And then in the email, you can send them the link. Either way works. There's no reason, you know, you'd have to have two people to pay for this. So, you know, you may or may not need it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure in the help, when you go into their help, let's see, order guide, here we go. Stripe.com orders guide. And if the order has been fulfilled and the customer returns to the purchased item, okay, yeah. Yeah, just do that search and you'll get to this page and you'll find some stuff in there. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So how can we support you today? Anything else that you, anything you want to? This is great. I'm so excited because you just did this so quickly.
No, it's just as long as it's four of you, what is your input? How do you feel about the colors? Is it too white? Is it too red?
Okay, colors, you mean the colors of the page?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, you can fancy it up for sure.
How will you see it? Would you see like that it's too clean?
It's a good question. It's interesting when people do these studies, like split studies of all. Let me see if it's there. No, I have to click the link again, don't I?
No, I do.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead, Steph, and then I'll say what I wanted to say after I go back to it.
I don't know. I kind of feel like if the content is good, the colors are secondary.
Okay.
You know, of course you could add colors, add some like action colors in there. But it seems like the content is good.
Yeah.
And I think if we're going to
see what size this is, people. It's 100%. You may want to make them a little bigger. These, I don't, you know, maybe the next font up would be helpful. But you know what, that's what Steph says is right. I mean, you can do that in the future for, you know, play with it. You can play with it if you want to make it prettier, but when they've done split studies, like a lot of folks do the split studies, the split tests of different pages, and the prettier pages usually don't convert as well as the plain pages.
Okay, so I guess that will be my main question, since at the end, it's for me, it's going to be like, let's see how it goes. Like, actually I shared with my wife what you said, like, it's ready, fire, aim. If I keep trying to do it perfect,
That's right.
I'm never gonna start.
That's right. That's right. And you know, after you put this out there, if you, you know, you see how many people are signing up, and then if you're thinking, oh, it's not enough, maybe you do something to brighten up the page and see if that works. But a lot of this stuff with internet marketing is exactly, it's just try it and see how it works. And then you clean it up and you keep getting better and better. Yeah.
Because actually, this is the first time I see how it looks. We just did it like yesterday night at night. Great. So after we finished, we're like, okay, we're finished. Did you get the email? No, I didn't get nothing. So, oh, I think we have to do another campaign where we put the webpage. Yes, and then
exactly. Right. And it's thank you for signing up. Here's the details of how to get access. And then you have a reminder that, you know, so immediately they get that. And then like the day before you send them, hey, remember tomorrow you signed up for this thing. It's at 6 o'clock and here's the details. And then usually I do it like an hour or two before to remind them and say, hey, remember you signed up for this. Don't forget. And people appreciate that because I know half the time I sign up for stuff and then I forget about it.
Okay.
Right. You can get fancier and fancier as you go along, but I agree. Just let's get this done, right? The bare minimum. So the bare minimum is 3 emails in that sequence. One immediately that when they sign up, and then another one the day before, and then another one that day of. Okay. Okay. And the more you do it, it'll get easier and easier. And when you get on with them, it'll be just like this. Right? You're just leading instead of me. You're just leading.
Yes.
Right? And you're good at that. You know how to do that. You've done lots of YouTube videos. So, you know, you'll get in your groove and you'll get excited. Don't forget to stop in the middle and, you know, ask if there's questions.
And ask them to move or do something. Yes.
Yeah. Get interactive. The more interactive there is, interaction there is, the more you're going to hold their attention. And I was talking to him about this. You also can hear this too, is the small yeses, right? So this is, Russell Brunson does it beautifully, right? And what do you think about that? Raise your hand if you think that's a great idea. Oh, great. What do you think about that? You think that's a great idea? Is that good? You know, and constantly he's getting these yeses. So then when he has something to offer, it's like, isn't that sound great? Doesn't that sound great? Who wants that? And they go, yeah. And then, okay, yeah, pay me $3,000 and you can have it. Which is kind of what he does, but you know, but you get them to say that. So they're used to like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't ask questions where the answer is no. Reverse the question, right? Don't ask a question like, who would be really upset if their a relative got, who knows what to do if a relative got COVID? Then you're getting them to say no. So you do the talking on that. Who would like to know exactly what to do if one of your relatives got COVID? Yeah, I want to know, right? Just really think about the questions and reframing it so that it's a yes that they're giving you.
So you're trying to do something or that every response is a positive one.
Yes. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Right. And you can always reverse a question. I just did that, right? Who would be upset if your relative got, who wants to know exactly what to do? You know, it's exactly the same. You're getting the same answer, but you're getting them in a place of, yeah, I got this. I want this.
All positive.
Yeah. I mean, you got the fear at the beginning of your thing. Who's this and that. And that's what you do. And now you go, okay, we have a solution. This is the solution. Come and join me for, and this is, I loved how you put in, this is information you're not going to find anywhere else together in one place.
Because I guess that we live in a society where we have a lot of information. The thing is that at some point, most people are trying to take pieces of everything and trying to put it together and it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
So.
And you spent that time. If anything I could say you can have on that page, if you think it would be helpful, you can add it if you have time, a little video, right? Of you just saying kind of, right. And I was seeing all this stuff out there and I'm seeing people just trying this and trying this and trying this. So I did the research. I did the research. I saved you the time. I put this all together in come you know, join me and I'm going to share this all with you for just $15. Makes sense. Anybody else have any comments for Jorge? No? Good. Okay, great. Thank you. Who else has questions? Who wants to work on something? Steph, Mahala?
I would love to get some coaching around these dates and just get my head straight so that I can work for the rest of the day and like feel productive instead of like,
Yeah.
So also I got up really, I've been getting up at like 6 and I haven't changed my bedtime. I've been drinking lots of juice. So I'm starting to get that sort of wiggy thing. So if I delay it from November 16th, is it going to be weird if it's after Thanksgiving? I think I was trying to do before Thanksgiving to make, for some reason. Do you remember our last call? We strategized this.
I think it's not a problem. I mean, you don't want to do it over Thanksgiving, right? Jorge, it doesn't matter. He could do it over Thanksgiving and his, because he's just going after the Mexican market right now. Once he explores into the US, he's going to have to pay attention to that because we had a conversation about that. But yeah, I mean, you're in Canada, so Canada doesn't, but you have an audience in the States. So I would say just do it right after.
Is that the last weekend of November, Thanksgiving?
November, yeah, it's like the 28th or something. So it's the Thursday.
Okay.
Let me look.
So then I could do it starting on the Monday following, even though it's Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Give people something else to think about. And you can actually use it. Oh, you can use that in your emails, right? You can say something like, let's see what that would be. That would be the 30th, the last day of November. I mean, you could do it on the Tuesday if you want. It's 5 days. You can do it Tuesday through. But you can actually use that in your marketing, right? You're gonna get a lot of Black Friday, Cyber Monday. You're gonna get so sick of everybody selling everything in an inventory. Well, I'm gonna give you something absolutely free that's gonna help your health and it's gonna help you like just really sail through the rest of the holidays. And this is what it is. Microbiome Mission. Sign up free right here. So you can use that. Yeah. So if you're concerned about doing it on the Monday, do it on the Tuesday. Can you do a Tuesday through Saturday challenge?
That's a good idea. And then, so I was going to do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Can't even count now. Monday through Friday plus a webinar.
Yeah.
So maybe I could just do Tuesday through Friday and Saturday includes the webinar.
You could do that. But when were you going to do the webinar? You're going to do it on Saturday? Yeah. I mean, check it out. I think that's kind of how Claudia did it. And it wasn't quite as effective as doing it the next day separately.
I'll do it separately.
And you can always do the webinar on Monday after. So if it ends on Saturday, you can say, hey guys, you know, remember, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do this on Monday.
Yeah.
And you can always do, this is what I did. I did an extra Facebook Live and a day after wrap up. Yep. And I reminded them that the thing on Monday was going to take them to the next level or whatever.
Okay.
So that's a possibility. Or just an open Q&A for the Sunday. There were so many questions that I decided to add this extra bonus. You don't have to tell them up front. You can just tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can do the webinar on Monday.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll see how I feel about this strategy. Okay. So there's no salient difference between doing it mid-November and the first week of December.
No, in fact, it's better. Like, I think if we're going to do it the week before, well, it's 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. I don't think that there's a problem with that.
Okay. I'm working really hard and I can make it much nicer.
Yeah.
If I have another week or
something. Yeah. And you can use that week, that Thanksgiving week to do the, hey, how did you do on Thanksgiving? You want to give your microbiome a clean start? Come join me. For the microphone.
How's that feeling?
Gotta get
too much. I won't say that. Yeah.
You can though.
Really?
Why not? I mean, you gotta be real. What are these people experiencing when they hear that? They go, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Did you actually feed your microbiome or did you feed your yeasts? What are you thinking now? Okay, come on, let's give that microbiome a restoration. Join me.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be right up front with it.
Okay, that's actually cool. I can kind of use this. I think that makes sense. And the benefit of Cyber Monday is people are on their computers. So if I am posting things on Facebook and...
Yeah, and that would be a good day to have your last chance emails that day, right? Because they're watching.
Yeah.
Last chance, microbiome, mission. Get it.
Can I show you my landing page that I made? Can I show you my landing page that I made on GroupFun?
Yes, please. Yeah, go for it.
Let me see. Share screen. So I have to replace the video. My video.
Microbiome mission. Join the challenge. Awesome. Friendly Floor Collective. And then just change the dates. Your microbiome. What does it say? I can't. My son's in my
eats vegetables.
Eat it like never before. I love it. Look at that. Our challenge. Look at that.
Oh, this doesn't show up very well. I'll have to fix that.
Yeah, I can't read what it says. But
I put to click the wrong thing, I guess.
Oh, eat your veggies. I love it. We got to put a sign up button. Is there a sign up button up at the top? Don't make them read all the way down to do the sign up. Join the challenge. You're going to put multiple sign up buttons is what I find.
Click here or here.
Okay, so right, but keep going. Now they're reading. They're going, oh, this sounds good. Then between the cycle, these boxes and the other one above it.
Join.
Up, not there, up a little. Right, yeah, between this and there. Yeah, join and, you know, then you show all the stuff you're going to learn. Okay, you can say join now and learn all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that on there or you can want to upgrade. Join us first to find out more. Yeah, it's a tease, yeah. Join us for free.
That. I didn't know how to word it.
Look at mine, go to, what's the name of it? The Wow Challenge page. Cause I did the whole thing and then I said, by the way, you'll have the opportunity on the next page to upgrade and get, and they gave them what they were gonna get. And then on the next page, I told them that they had to pay me to get that.
Mm. Yeah, so I was gonna do that. I was gonna integrate like the upgrade on the thank you page.
Yep, exactly. That's the best way to do it.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then I would go for 27 versus 47. We didn't have very many at 47.
Okay, so I'm going to stick with the 27.
Yeah.
Still it's a lot more than $0.
It's a deal. But you know what you can do? Is there something that you can pull out of it and add it as an order bump? We've been having great success with order bumps. Like we've usually been doing 1997 order bumps, just something. And I've sold so many copies of, oh my God, what was it? There were three different things we did this year that were order bumps. One was this keto, you know, it's just a list that used to be in Sweet Spot that we took out and made it an order bump of all these, you know, supplements in my favorite brands. And then a physical exam guide. That's been good for the, and then a thyroid, a thyroid worksheet or something booklet. Yeah, we've made a lot of money selling those $20 things.
Yeah, I feel that I want to give everybody the 47 page book that I made. Yep. Your book was 47 pages. So
I gave it for free, the opposite of what I told you. After I told you that, I ended up giving them the 47 page book for free.
You gave yours away for free. So yeah, so I'm going to do that same thing. And I'm just going to give them another bonus, some like more recipes.
Yeah. More time. And you have a lot of that. You have your probiotic Christmas. I would throw that in there somewhere.
That's a bonus for when they sign up for Friendly Flora.
Oh, when they sign up for Friendly Flora. Okay.
Yeah. I just spent so much time trying to integrate it. So it automatically delivers the bonuses to everybody at like 1 month, 3 months, six. It's like.
Exactly. Yeah, so if there's something else that you have or set of recipes that you can pull or this is good. This is a lot of information. This is what they're gonna get. Holy cow. What's that? Or is that just that was in the template?
Yeah, this is me needing to put in another video of myself.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it's not bad. I have to fix the formatting with these pictures. I didn't realize, but otherwise I was pretty happy with how easy it was to make the page.
But this was in Groove
Funnels.
Cool.
I used the Groove Pages. There are too many things on there. This one was Groove Pages. And I'm going to use Groove Affiliates to make my affiliate page.
Great.
Later today.
I can't wait to hear how this works because I paid for it a year and a half ago when they first came out. And I haven't used it yet because beta scares me.
Publishing the page was less easy than ClickFunnels, in my opinion. But creating the page was a lot easier than ClickFunnels and way more options. And the templates that they have are awesome.
Great. And what's that map at the bottom? What's going
to... Yeah, I should get rid of that. That was just their map. Yeah, and then I changed
it. And if you can get rid of the Powered by Groove Funnels, I know in ClickFunnels you can.
Yeah, you can get rid of it. I should get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Good. I think it looks beautiful.
Thanks. Well, I should do a split test with a pretty page and like just a plain page. Let's see. Because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on here.
Yeah. Okay, cool. It looks good. Okay, so you're going to move it out. It's going to be after Thanksgiving and it's going to be good.
Thank you.
Yay. Feel free to post links in the Facebook group anytime and we'll help you.
Thank you. Did anybody download my app?
I did. I did. It's on my phone.
Did you try to print stuff?
I haven't tried to do much with it yet. I just got it there. I told a couple of people about it. I didn't know if you wanted me to, but
I should make you a paid account or something or do.
Yeah, connect me so I can see what it's like, because that way I can really talk about that and how nice it is for them if they're paid and they have all those videos and everything on that app. I want the other app though that you talked about. Let me see where it is.
No, I want like some input on that another time.
Mm. Plant Power, here it is.
Yeah,
so this is Steph's app. You see that? It's free, so go download it, Plant Powered Probiotics. And
PA page, I think, yeah.
With your free account, I can go skip, continue. Yeah. And then if you're in it, you can sign in. Is that what this is? Log in. Yeah, that's login.
Sign in. If you have you sign into the website, you can sign into the app and it just.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it's awesome. Yeah. Yay. And I can't wait for the other one. I'll be happy after I get through Shine and all. I'd be happy to sit down with you and brainstorm what you're thinking. She's thinking about an app that goes like a chronometer. But what was the other things where you can actually like help people with their food sensitivity?
Yeah. So, I mean, I already have basically, I mean, we kind of copied chronometer. I have it doing what chronometer does, but now I want to have it where the person can input their symptoms on a day-to-day basis with a reminder. And so they'll touch like a, there'll be a body and they can like touch the head and it can say like, oh, this is a new symptom. And then they can describe the symptom and then it can remind them every day to rate how
to
they're
rate
feeling.
That symptom.
They'll be able to know. And so I want it to track also, not just the nutrients and the micronutrients, like chronometer does such an awesome job of doing that, but also to track the top allergens. So like gluten, dairy, seafood, eggs, soy, whatever, grains. And integrate with our fitness trackers too, so that the person will be able to then go online and get graphs. This is my headache over the past month. This is my gluten over the past month, whatever. And hopefully they can for themselves figure things out a little bit. That'd and have great. some form of evidence.
Yeah, because it's hard when, you know, we have them do it and they do this paper and pen graph and we're looking and we're, you know, for them, it's impossible. I remember doing that myself when I was dealing with my own health challenges and I had book after book and I'm writing it. And at this point, I'm like, I don't want to eat anything. There's nothing I can eat. I feel best when I fast.
Totally.
Right. So it's going to help. What about things like oxalates, salicylates, histamines?
Exactly. That'd be amazing. Actually, that'd be really good.
You could get that stuff. Oh my God. In that'd one place, I will send everybody. I mean, I send everybody to Chronometer and I couldn't even get an affiliate account. I tried to sign up for it and it didn't go through or whatever. I just send them there, you know. I don't need their $3 a person that they would give me from the $35 a year app.
Yeah, it's so cheap. It's such a good deal. But yeah, I'd also like to be able to, like, you know, our nutrient surveys. Mm-hmm. So like on the website, I'd like to have them be able to figure that out. And then kind of go, oh, there's maybe a need for vitamin A. and then have it be easy for them to, like we can on chronometer, increase the vitamin A that we want to get from food.
Right, so exactly. Kind of an idea.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think the thing you also need to keep in mind as you're building this out is how much is it costing you to build it, you know, what you need to recoup it, and then have different levels that they can unlock, right? They have the basic app for free, then they have this that they can unlock for whatever, and then the next level they, and you know, the ultimate would be, you know, all the other food things. I mean, so yeah, I think you just have different levels.
Makes sense.
Oh, and with apps, you're going for volume, right? So
yeah,
it may seem like, you know, normally you'd want to sell a program for $300. Like for apps, you're in the much lower range because you're going for volume and you're getting the free advertising and yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Mahala.
I don't know. I haven't done much. Well, I've worked on the website, so I think it looks much better these days. And I just, that's my biggest accomplishment.
So you have it so that if I want to send somebody to get a, what do you call it? A nutrient, drug nutrient makeover or whatever you're calling it. I have a link that I could do it. So show us what you got.
Yeah.
Or should I show it? Just give me the link and I'll show it.
It's a naturopathicpharmacist.com.
Okay. Oh, I'm putting it in the wrong place. Should I, let's see. I have to put it in. Yeah. Oh, that sun. I got to close my blind. Okay.
And I called a lawyer just to, because it's so, I called a forum of functional pharmacists. And I got this crazy thing. What is that?
What is that? Okay.
Oh, there's supposed to be a picture there and stuff. So sometimes it does that even on mine. If I use Chrome, it does that. If I use other, oh, you see it? Okay, because I don't see it on
me. I don't see it on mine because I'm on Chrome. So you need to talk to your web person to, it's over here. Is that where the picture is? Yeah. You need to talk to your web person and take
on Safari, make sure I can see it, but on Chrome, I can't.
Make sure it's compatible with all the browsers.
So here under work with me.
Work with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have the Let's Talk, which is just free 15 minutes to assess, and then under medicine cabinet makeover, that's where the paid program is.
Okay, schedule now. Okay, and then they'll work with me, medicine cabinet makeover. So if I were going to send somebody, I want to send them to the medicine cabinet makeover. I can send them to your thing, but if I wanted to say, hey, okay. Yeah. Again, I'm a big fan of bigger font sizes. So I would make this headline bigger.
Okay.
And I would make these bigger, just a little bit. I like this size. Make this one this size for this one, and then just make these a little bit bigger. Okay. Make it easy for people to read. You know, you got to figure the people who are on polypharmacy, they're going to be over 50. Right. Yeah. And they've got some eye stuff going on. And we should send them to Claudia to get rid of that. But in the meantime, all right. These are all bolded, and I wouldn't do anything with all bolding. I would make these a little bolder.
Okay.
I would make them a different color, like you can use your burgundy up here.
Okay.
So they stand out. And then I never would make all of the bullets the same, like bolded. I would just either alternate one bullet bold, one bullet not, or just highlight specific words that important information about what's happening to your body now, an action plan with specific steps, like you might just do specific steps to find the root cause. You might do immediate relief and peace of mind. So anything that seems important, you can bold or underline, but I would never bold a whole set of paragraphs because bolding should be for like what's important, what do you want them to actually see?
Okay. And so I made a full package where there's, they have the initial consultation and then three follow-up sessions. But then when you go to scheduled time, you can do just an initial session or you can do just one follow-up session as well. So you don't have to buy the whole package.
So that's what it says here?
No, that, yeah, so that's just to buy the whole package. But when you click on it, it takes you to the calendar. So, and the calendar will show you that you can actually get just the.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good way to do it. I think okay. It'll be confusing and you're going to turn people away because they go, ooh, $9.97. Whereas if you had it where, okay, going back, let's see, where did it go? How do I get back to it? That's not there.
I don't know.
If I click out of it, it goes away, doesn't it? Yeah, that's weird. So there's something wrong with that. There should be the ability to go back. Okay, so Natra. Okay. Yeah, and I wouldn't see work with me is just really blah 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 blah, right? I would have something like you can have that there, but you can have something along here that gets them to get like I would say above the fold, right? See, this is you know where that goes down to. You want to have something that says schedule your free what do you call it? Let's talk. I wouldn't call it let's talk either. Okay. Right. It's like your, it's a consult, right? It's a, what would you call what they're going to get out of that? Let's see what it says.
Really quick eval
is not something to sell. People are not right. Oh, really quick. Okay. Yeah,
well, that's why it's just like 15 minutes and
it is, but you put a laser session, right? That, or something that is an attractive word, not a really quick, you know what I mean? Because that sounds like, oh, why would I waste my time on that? And you're not selling it. You could say, you know, free, and you could still have this page, but I wouldn't say, let's talk. I would say, help me here, or hey, staff, what do we want to call it? But I think let's talk is not, it's not sexy enough, right?
Let's what if talk. It was more than 15 minutes?
This is free though.
Because it's, I know.
But it's an enrollment conversation for the other.
But 15 minutes is a really short time to convince someone to spend $1,000.
Right.
It's
so
it's really hard to be like, sign up for this amazing, very short and overview brief thing.
And that's the thing, like, because originally I had it where they would just get the initial assessment. So that was like $297.
Yeah.
But then I thought like, well, but I also have the package. So then how do I, you know, if somebody wants to buy the whole package, like if they're on Million Drugs.
First of all, they're not going to land on your website and just buy the whole package unless somebody sent them there. Right. You don't just like, oh, look at that. Oh, it's only $1,000. Let me sign up for this with this perfect stranger who I know nothing about. Because it sounds like she could help me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're either going to send them there from a webinar that you're doing. You can send them there from your Facebook page. You're going to have other people like me send people there. Like, oh, you got to go talk to Mihaela. And it would be good to have a $297. Go ahead, Steph. What?
I do. So okay. Like when they go to the calendar, they actually.
Yeah, but they're not going to go there.
They're
not going to make it there because you just told them it was $9.97. Sign up here.
Okay. For free, for 15 minutes, I get to ask about one of my medications. Find out about one of your medications for 15 minutes with me. I'd be like, well, damn, I'm going to find out about, I'm not on any medications, but I'd pick one and I would be like, okay, I get to ask one free question. I don't know. You could probably in 15 minutes really tell me a lot about Advil and how.
Yeah. So what I had in mind was like, it was more for me to assess whether they have 20 drugs or two, but they have 50 supplements. So then I can tell them, look, I need time to look at all this. If you want to talk to me.
Well, it might be still like,
because you can still have the one. Yeah, you can still have the one, but you can ask them all those questions because they still have to fill out a questionnaire for this.
And then they'll be
and
like,
then you say, which of these, which of your drugs do you want us to focus on in our laser session today?
Okay, so laser session would be the let's talk. The
15 minute, yeah.
And just from talking to you and how knowledgeable you are, they're going to know. You're going to be telling them bunches of stuff about nutrients. And then they're going to be like, oh yeah, I stopped taking this, or I've been taking this, or, you know, even if you just say, oh, why are you taking that? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like they're going to know that all of this stuff is connected and that they need more time with you. Mm-hmm. But they'll know that from hearing you talk.
So, yeah. So tell them to just pick a one drug that I can advise them on.
Yeah. And you can almost like make it distinct from here. So this is the medicine cabinet makeover. That's clearly, that's appealing, right? But something like drug, you know, medication, laser, I don't know what to call it, but I don't want to call it let's talk. I have to sit there and think about it. Like, what's the top benefit they're going to get by talking to you for 15 minutes?
You'll just, I can determine if I can help them or not.
Help them with what?
With their medications.
Help them with what? With their medications. What is top of mind? So we have to think about, we're smart people. You're a very smart person. You have major education. So what's on your minds is different than on their, like, what are the words they are using? Like, I have all these things. I wonder if I have some interactions. I wonder if, but what are they really feeling that's going to prompt them? You know, a lot of times it's going to be, they've heard you speak, mm-hmm. or I've sent them, or Steph sent them, and go, oh, you got to go talk to Mihaela because you're on too many medications and there's a lot of stuff that's messing with your body. You see?
How about, like I have up there some questions like, won't these drugs hurt my body? So maybe I can take one of those.
Is that what they're asking?
Reduce the number of drugs, or
like I would want a headline on here, a nice big headline that tells them the benefit of signing up with you for something like this. You know, the other one's medicine cabinet makeover, which is great. You know, something related to drug nutrient interactions. Discover the drug nutrient interactions that may be compromising your health or something along those lines. How your medications might be compromising your nutrition and leading to long-term health challenges. So something that's going to get their attention. Mm-hmm. You go, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you talk, not let's talk, or you just have a headline. And then you just talk about why drug interactions. Do you have some of that copy on the main page? About drug nutrient interaction. Let me see. I can't get back there. Okay, this one I can.
To go back to the home, you just click on the logo.
There? Mm-hmm.
Or on home.
Okay, good. You know, recent articles is also not, it's using valuable real estate, right? And then I would love to see right here, many drugs are Many drugs are prescribed to cover symptoms caused by nutrient deficiencies, and many nutrient deficiencies are caused by drugs. Without balanced nutrients, we cannot be healthy or even get healthy if the right medications, if there are what? We can't be healthy or even get healthy, even if the right medications are prescribed. Right here is a button, colorful button, like one of these, this color, this orange color, that says, find out if you have drug nutrient interactions that are hurting you. Something like that. And they click that button. That takes them through that other page. Is that making sense?
Yeah, I think there she wanted to send them to the blog, but I, like right now,
stick the freaking blog link up here in this thing, right? Who cares? They don't care about recent articles right now. Right. They're not doing a research project for school right now. They're trying to get well, right? And so you have to have a call to action. This is a really key piece of real estate on your website. So you have to have a call to action. What is the step you want them to take from here? You want them to talk to you, right? Right? You want to look at them and evaluate what's going on right there, bright orange in that the button, and they click it. So they see it when they come to the page. You could say, let's talk about your drug nutrient interactions. Talk to the naturopathic pharmacist about. Allie's always good with names. I'm not looking at chat, so she might be putting stuff in chat, but I would just think about this. Glue, not glues. Oh.
Yeah, in that next paragraph, glue and mortar and would be better, I think.
Jorge said, if I can get 15 minutes free, I will call you every week with my questions for free. This is a one-time deal.
That's a good point, Jorge. That's a good point that I need to think about too.
Yeah, they can't do it more than once. And we have a low price initial consultation. They can only get it once. If they want to talk to us after that, they have to sign a package. But yeah, I would say learn which drugs are, you know, messing with you, or what drug nutrient imbalances you're hearing. Let's talk about what. If you want to use the let's talk so that they know it's a talk, and then they go to this page, and I would just put that big thing, are your drug nutrient interactions creating more health problems than they're solving, or are your drugs and nutrients causing more health problems? Then you go, it's really true. I mean, instead of these quotes, I would put real data, real information, real stats. The average person over the age of 50 is on 5 medications. And those 5 medications oftentimes are prescribed by 5 different doctors. And those doctors don't even consult with each other. And those might be interfering with each other. On top of that, you're hearing about every nutrient that, you know, online in summits, you're reading about them and you're wanting to try things. What you don't realize is that there could be interactions between your nutrients and your drugs. And those things could be making things worse. You may not even need all these drugs because some of them are, you know, you're prescribed because of interactions. Let's talk about how you can identify these and go from there. And, you know, just jot down what time this is, because sometimes when I get on a roll and my block gets, you know, you're going, okay, what did she say? I can't write that fast.
Yeah. Okay.
But you see how different that is if you come to a page and you're like, oh my God. Yeah. Right. Don't be afraid. Like I just told Steph, don't be afraid to be really real with them. Really real. And you want them to hear the call. You want them to feel the cost of inaction. And if you keep going with this, chances are you're going to get prescribed another drug to cover up one of the interactions that's caused by the interactions between the other drugs and your nutrients. And you're throwing your money down the toilet, spending on expensive supplements that are actually making you worse. Let's talk about how you can get out of this downward spiral. I can, you know, offer you a free 15 minute. We'll take a look and see where you're at. Or you can, you know, yeah, I would just say that right away.
Okay.
And then they can go to the other. And then this one, going to this one, this medicine cabinet makeover, I would do the $297. And then on the next page, you can offer them the upsell to the, because they'll click if it's $297. If $997 is too expensive, they're not going to click. So you get them to pay for the $297. Get them to pay for it. Don't give them a choice. Yeah. You get them to pay for the $297. And on the next page, instead of just having the calendar at the top, you say, hey, by the way, you know, it's likely if you're on more than one medication that it's going to take us a few sessions. If you want, you can save a lot of money and, you know, just upgrade to this extra, you know, for this extra $600 or whatever, and you'll get this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. But you've already got their money at that point, because, and you haven't confused them. If you get them confused, they won't do anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that sounds good. Anybody else have input?
Yeah. So I'm also talking to, I'm trying to make an appointment with a lawyer, because I called a functional pharmacist group, and it's funny because they all have their own view and they always point me to pharmacy law, which with pharmacy law, I would be in trouble because then I could only have patients in my own state where I'm licensed. I can't even, so I'm licensed in Georgia and California, but if I live in Georgia, I cannot, by pharmacy law, I cannot practice, I cannot see patients in California. Right.
So that the distinction then is you're not acting as a pharmacist, you're acting as a consultant.
Right. And so that's why I need to make sure that I find a lawyer who can protect me from pharmacy law. So whatever I put here doesn't get me in trouble with the boards of pharmacy in any state.
Right.
Anything.
Right. Absolutely. Practicing pharmacy without a license in that state. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I could lose my license if that happens. And
right.
I'm not ready to lose it yet.
Not yet. Okay. Yeah. It's important to consult over that. And what's the languaging that you can use to say that I'm a coach, a consultant, right, for you on that.
Like, for example, for the talk that at the conference, I put a disclaimer there. And one thing that I'm trying to protect myself, but also them, is to say, you know, I'm not telling you this so you would go off your medications without your doctor knowing, you know, what I'm trying to do is empower you. So
empower you to ask the right questions.
Right.
And to, you know, make sure you're not doing anything to potentiate or make the medications harmful. But yeah, it's a standard disclaimer, right? Don't do this at home without.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tricky. And we had this discussion in the mind share that I'm in with JJ Virgin. It's all health professionals of different types and talking about the distinction between working as a physician. Allie's certainly can work within the UK. That's her jurisdiction. She works as a physician. She can prescribe, but if she's working with somebody that's outside of the UK, she's really acting as a coach or consultant versus, you know, a physician. Yeah. And, you know, there's just a lot of that. Like, we just have to be careful that they don't, you know, try to shut us down because they don't really like us. Because we actually get results and don't have create repeat business for the drug company or for whatever. And it's the drug companies that really suffer from what we do.
Yeah. Right?
They're going to have to retool because, you know, we're going to make most of their medications obsolete. And I'm always careful to say, you know what, medicine is great for this. And there's medications that are going to save your life. There's medications, if you've had a transplant, that you want anti-rejection drugs, you don't want to go off of those. But autoimmune, which is what we're talking about at this conference. I mean, we're going to have Steph there who's had an autoimmune disease. We've have Terry Walls who has had an autoimmune disease and reversed it. And I'm pretty sure probably she may not have been diagnosed, but Valerie with her skin stuff, autoimmune, right? And there's a lot of people who have autoimmune that they don't even know because they don't even diagnose it. Oh, honey, you're just stressed out. Remember Amy Myers talks about that. You're in medical school, you know, you're stressed. That's why you have these symptoms. you don't have an autoimmune disease. Like, yeah, really, I do have an autoimmune disease. Anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Good job. All right. So let's go around and just say one thing that you're going to work on. One takeaway, one action plan. It looks like Jorge had to leave. He said he had to leave at an hour. Go ahead. Do you want to say, Mihaela? Or you want to say?
Yeah, basically, I really need to finesse this website. Yeah. And I called my girl and I'm like, we need to do it before the talk.
Yeah.
For the conference. So
play back this for the copy, you know, for ideas for the copy, headline. What is her background in terms of designing?
She's a web designer. I don't know exactly, but she's done many websites. She's really my realtor as well.
Yeah, I would say she might be a better realtor than a web designer, just to be perfectly frank.
Really?
Yeah, I you know, there's a lot here. It takes a lot to be a good web designer, and you have to understand a little bit about marketing and, you know, how you position things. But yeah, I mean, fonts and sizes. I mean, I do a better job of creating fonts and size. You see the colors that the way that Steph laid hers out, where there was, you know, big bolds and then this, and there's just, it was really pleasing to the eye. You want to make sure that that there's fonts that pull out, that the color scheme, well, you have the blue and that purple, but, and then there's orange on the front page. And then you just try to pull out for your headlines colors and make them bright, so people read them and they get excited about them. And the headline wording should always be like either a promise or a pain that they're having that's going to attract their attention. I mean, it takes a lot to do it. Like, instead of these, but I think these buttons, these white buttons with harsh edges are, they could be better if they were a color box, you know, a real colorful one with rounded edges. They just are more pleasing to the eye.
Okay.
Or even if it was a rounded edges in the button, you know, it had like a border that had a color and then inside was a colored letters on white. But yeah, I think it just needs a little finesse, like you said, and the positioning. Because if you're going to have, if price is an objection, they're not going to get far enough to know that you have a lower price.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, it just dawned on me now that I saw it. Originally, we had it the other way around, and then I thought, let's switch it, but then now it makes it.
Yeah, like they're not going to ever know, because they'll never click it if they go, oh, $9.97. And then you really want to build up for $297, for just $297, you're going to get, you know, I'm going to look at this. I'm going to look at that. I'm going to give you a list of this. I'm going to give you that. We're going to come up with a, you know, some really good suggestions in terms of, or, you know, nutrient imbalances or whatever, but make it really clear what they're getting. Mm-hmm. $9.97 is a bigger sale. You know, you either have to be creating rapport with them on an event with a talk, or you need to be creating rapport with them on a call where you sell them $9.97.
Or at least a video. And there's a lot of writing on this page as well. Yeah. An atmosphere of comfort and assurance isn't something that people will invest in?
No.
Okay.
So you think about what are they laying awake at night thinking about, like worrying about? What are they willing to have pay you to take away from them or to give you? Does that make sense? That's what I like to think. I think it always puts yourself in their position. Sometimes it's hard, but you put yourself in their position. Like, what would somebody who's, you know, 55, 65, 75 on a bunch of medication, they're getting all kinds of symptoms and they're worried. What would they be thinking? What would they be? First of all, you know, when you're working with an older population, you cannot have small print. Yeah. You have to have big things that pop out, and you always bold like pieces of sentences that make them want to read. I look at that and go, nah, not gonna read it.
Because you and I are red, we wouldn't spend time reading that paragraph, those paragraphs.
No. No, but if there were words highlighted that jumped out at me, like, let me see, I'm committed to provide an atmosphere of comfort and assurance, a safe space where you can try bring up worries or fears that are arising through. Sorry, I get sun in my eyes. Remember, the goal is to address the root causes of disease and not just the symptoms. It's not pain. It's not enough rubbing in the pain.
Okay.
Right. These drugs can be killing you. These interactions are creating nutrient deficiencies that are leading to more symptoms. And I've heard you say this, and I've heard you say it in your video. Might consider a video here. More symptoms that are leading to more drugs, which are causing more nutrient interactions, which are causing more symptoms. And it's even a graphic of a picture of a spiral.
Okay.
I don't see how that picture is really related. So that spiral, like, and you need to break it. You need to break the vicious cycle. That might be a term to use.
Okay.
Break the vicious cycle of nutrient drug-induced nutrient imbalances causing the need for more drugs, causing symptoms, causing you to be miserable, whatever. Okay?
Yeah.
I want you to get this fixed and finished, because I want to be able to share this with people, because what you're going to do for them is nobody else is really offering.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it. Join the nerdiest gut whisperers online for a powerful pool. Plentiful probiotic challenge. Love it.
It's brilliant. It's on Steph's challenge site. It's great.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so what about you, Steph? What are you doing?
I'm going to simplify my page a little bit, add more buttons, and simplify my to-do list. I think I just made a bunch of stuff to do that's getting in the way of me accomplishing things.
What's the next three things I need to do to make this happen? And then when you check those off, what are the next three things I need to do to make this happen? Then when you check those off, what are the next three things? Always three things and the next most important three things.
Okay. I can do this.
Okay. Yeah. You can have your full list, but don't look at it. You can just have it. That's a parking lot. It's over there. Then you look at your list, you go, what's the next three things? Okay. This, this, and this, done. When you check them off, you can find three more.
Okay. That's a really good idea. I need that.
Yeah. I've learned it from the experience of needing it. We all have that same craze.
Looking at everyone's pages today was really helpful, though.
Okay, good.
Like, whatever we want to say about the aesthetics, it is very clear. Like,
it's very clear and it's right there, right? Here's the problem. Here's what you're going to get. Come join me. Give me $15 and I'll teach you.
I love your logo, Mihaela. The pestle and mortar and the apple and the prescription sign. It's just perfect.
Money is awesome. Great. Yeah.
So what's one thing for you, Allie?
I have to put my other things aside and write my NEPT testimonial, my bio page or whatever I'm doing for that, and my talk for next weekend.
Yeah. And what are you going to, the main thing is, what are you going to share? I was telling them, I think when you were gone, we have this really cool app. It's called Swap Card.
Yeah.
And on Swap Card, all the speakers get to have a little page, and what do you want to have on your page? Let me give you the link to it. I think you might be able to get into it now. Let me see. Swap Card. SWAPCA. It may not be, you may not, well, no, I think they put the speakers in. So you guys may already have swapcard.com. I'll find it and I'll have somebody send it to you, because you can look to see what's there now and, you know, what the possibilities are, and then just give us what you want, you know, which picture we just taking whatever latest picture we have of you, whatever latest bio we have of you, put it up there, but have a call to action, you know, a free thing that they can go do, call to action. And yours should be this, Mihaela. It should be either the booklet or it should be this, if you have it finished in time. Okay. And Steph, you should definitely have the challenge on there. Yeah. And Allie, I don't know what your latest and greatest is. You have so many good things. So great. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the day, rest of the weekend. Y'all feel like this was worthwhile today?
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you so much for giving us your time when this is your biggest launch in many ways. And I know how busy you are. So we're really grateful.
Oh, you know what I want to ask you guys, and maybe we could put it on the Facebook group, but right after, I try to do like 2 days after an event, just leave them blank, but because, and I had done that, but then we moved the event. And so all my time for prep and all got like, oh, there's already calls there. So what I wanted to see was, where's my, oh, okay. Where's my calendar? Yeah, I'll stop my share. It's the day after the 16th. So I have on the calendar the 17th NEPA Diamond Mastermind. And I would like...
I saw that.
What's that?
Yeah, I saw that that was a bit close to your...
I know. I'm trying to get that stuff moved off so I have some recovery time. And plus, you know, there's recovery time that I want to just sleep and exercise and not have to do anything. But there's also recovery time for, you know, follow-ups, you know, and follow-ups with people who are potentials and all that kind of stuff. So if we can move that, I don't know where to. I'll see if we can find another spot, but is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
We can move it to the following week, probably.
Yeah.
We can probably move it to right before Thanksgiving.
I can't do the Thursday the following week because I've got my Let's Talk Menopause.
Well, the Thursday the following week is Thanksgiving here in the States, so we're not going to do it then. I could probably do it. Elite training. I moved some stuff around that week from the previous week. Probably can do it Monday that following week. Or if nobody minds a weekend, I could probably do it like Sunday because we're going to be doing the Vital Healing Kitchen that day. And I'd probably do it in the morning, like 11 o'clock in the morning. Would you guys be open to that on a Sunday?
Yep.
Yeah. Anybody else? What do you think?
If it's more like afternoon, like after lunch.
What time zone are you going to be on?
God knows.
That I can't guarantee I get to after lunch.
So we are supposed to close on the house on November 23rd, and now we're trying to figure out
where you're going to be.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, another option would be earlier in the morning on Saturday because I have the lab review retreat, but that's I can't do that. Wait, no, I'm on the wrong weekend.
Sunday the 22nd.
The 22nd. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, 22nd. So the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And I have the Vital show at 3. So I have to, I really like to leave 1 to 3 for prepping for that. So if that's why I said 11.
So you got the Vital show on the Sunday rather than the Saturday.
Well, because I had originally had something else on the Saturday.
Okay, and that's when you got the lab reading as well.
Yeah, and then I just moved it to the Sunday, and then that other thing fell through, but I didn't change it because it's just a hassle to change things. So, but yeah, I could do, if the Sunday works at 11 a.m., that's 11 a.m. my time, which would be a good time for you.
That's Central time, isn't it?
Central time, yeah. Central Standard Time now.
So 5 p.m., I think, my time.
Okay. Whatever you say. I have no idea.
I think I can maybe a little bit late. Maybe I'll...
That would be 12 p.m. for you if you're on the East, and it'll be 10 a.m. for you if you're in Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll just do that. I will ask them to move it. That way I have that day to recover. Okay, great. Thank you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.